most important question on every homeowner's mind today. Is my living room big enough for all the football guests that are coming over? Mr. Payne, are you a fan? You a football fan?
We actually bought my wife and I birthday presents. Hers is in July. My birthday's in August. And we bought season tickets to ASU again after a few years of hiatus. So we're back in Section 12.
Excellent.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. To our calls, Justin's been holding the longest, wants to talk about tile and grout. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I just have a question on grout. We just had 12 by 24 rectified edge tile installed in a brick pattern, 50% offset, with eighth-inch grout line. And it's sanded grout. And the question I have is, do you recommend sealing the grout with some sort of product? I was down at the supply store, and they sold me two aerosol cans of, I think it's called Gunstock aerosol spray sealer. What do you recommend for keeping the grout, basically keeping it clean?
Great question. Okay. Great question.
Justin, let me give you my advice. I would either do a good colored sealer right away or wait 10 years and then clean it and seal it again. If you put a colored seal on there now, I would recommend not a spray-on, but actually a wipe-on type product. It's literally just like a heavy paint, and a number of tile supply stores here in town sell that product. It is not inexpensive, and it covers quite well, especially with an eighth-inch grout joint. It'll go a long way. It is a slow process. You're going to be on your hands and knees. You'll find that you'll get a little bit of residue on the edges, but that can be cleaned off. But I promise you, most of these products have a 5-year written guarantee that it will not discolor. Now, you'll have to wipe the dirt off the top, of course, but the stain issue is going to be gone for a solid 5 years. And I'm a big fan of that. We've done that for a number of customers. And it is a dynamite good solution.
It's the best sealer there is. If
you can't put a epoxy or the newer grouts in that don't have any water in them at all, that's a premixed. Custom makes a product called Fusion Pro that is a very, very good product. But as you said, once your grout's already in, applying a topical sealer on the grout is a great idea.
Want to try and squeeze Bev in? Let's do. Bev? Welcome to Rosie on the House. Thanks for your patience. What's your question?
Good morning, Rosie. We're having travertine laid, and they've already done the grouting. But after they did the grouting, I went around and looked, and next to the on the corners where they have to cut L-shaped pieces, several of them broke when they were putting them in, and they just went ahead and pieced them. My question to you is that standard or not? You know, travertine can hide a lot of imperfections.
I don't know. You know what, Bev? They don't anticipate the homeowner getting down on her hands and knees and looking that close. Vaughn, what's your opinion of that?
Well, travertine's not supposed to design to hide faulty workmanship, and that's exactly what you've got. So call them back and say, do it right, and then we'll pay you.
Hey, can we take a minute before we break for top of the hour and just talk a little bit about East Valley Floors?
Well, certainly.
Go ahead.
Well, I started in 1984. I was originally a carpet sales rep for a company, a carpet mill out of Georgia. That only lasted a few months when I realized that I was on the road enough that my family was going to be suffering, and so I made an intentional decision. I finished college and started a flooring business and started from the ground up in 84. For the first 3 years, I still threw a newspaper route to help subsidize, because I was not certain, and my wife still liked to eat every three times a day, and
she
had children coming, so we did that. And we've grown generally at a real controlled pace up until 2007, like everybody else, and then we kind of held on with our fingernails on the edge for a while, and the economy seems like it's really made a turn since January again, and we're encouraged by that. I'll just say that the best part about my business is the quality of installers I have. I have two or three crews that have been with me for 25-plus years.
Wow, and that's incredible.
Here's the best story I can tell you is that my son, 26, got married, and my lead tile man came to the wedding celebration and put his arm around me, and he says, "I remember visiting your wife when your son was born in the hospital."
Wow.
And that was 26 years prior.
So it's East Valley Floors, and you're available at?
480-926-3444.
All right. We're here to answer any question this hour as well as next hour of having to do with your flooring. We're talking particularly about hardwood flooring. When we get back, I want to dig a little bit deeper into the differences of what the engineered is and what the laminate is or isn't, and as well as what the conventional sand and finish is and isn't. We've had a couple questions already about what are the maintenance of each of these. I'd like you to compare them to the different variables. And we'll take your call. We are talking flooring, but like I say, on a Labor Day weekend, I know a lot of you guys and gals have taken this three-day weekend and targeted a particular project you'd like to get done at your home. Give us a ring. Give us a challenge. Let's see if we can't help you get that project done a little quicker, a little bit more professional, and a little bit less expensively. All right here at Rosie on the House.